Welcome to another episode of The Effective Statistician, and this is another short Friday episode. So today I want to talk about something that is absolutely fundamental to our work, and that is trust. We don't get anything in our teams done, effectively done, if we don't have trust. That is absolutely fundamental, and you notice this quite fast if trust is absent. So if people around you trust you, they will not follow your advice. If people around you don't trust you, they will not give you certain informations that they think you shouldn't have. They will not be open. They will not ask questions. They will not be vulnerable. They will be really, really hard to work with. So how do you gain trust? That is the difficult thing. We all know how to lose trust. That is pretty easy. And unfortunately, it happens so fast and much faster than gaining trust. Now, how do we gain trust? Many people think it takes a long, long time and so on. Now, yeah, it can take a long time, but if you know exactly how it works, you can speed up the process incredibly fast. Now, as an example, I was working in a company where I needed information from someone, critical information about some new study results, and I have never met that person before. Additional problem was that I only had 15 minutes to get that thing, because I only had this 15-minute slot with her. So I only had 15 minutes so that this person gave me the results of the studies that I needed. Moreover, that person was known to be very, very restrictive with that. She was eager to keep things to herself. And my colleague said, well, you'll never get that from her. Now, I still needed it for my work. Because I'm doing leadership training for quite some time, I knew what to do and what to focus on. So the first thing that I did was I did some research about that person. Where's she coming from? What are her concerns? What are her goals? What are things that we maybe have in common? What are potentially her concerns? All these kind of different things. One of the things that I found out about that, she was very, very dedicated to patients, and she had potentially some common history with me. She was working in a company that got acquired by the company I was working at the time. And I knew some statisticians that were working in that space. So when I met her, I first talked with her about that time, what she was doing at that time, what she was working on, and whether she knew any statisticians from that company. And we quickly found out that we knew someone that we both worked together with, and she really appreciated that statistician. And I said, well, I know that statisticians also very well. We work together quite a lot. We helped each other. And through that, I already built some rapport, some relationship with that person. Another thing that I did was I made clear about what my goals are and why these are also her goals, that we both had the goal to get this new drug to patients as soon and as effective as possible. I also mentioned that I will always take care of the data, that I will not give it to someone else, and all these kind of different things. And that helped me to build this relationship, to build this trust very, very fast. And within 10 minutes, I had what I needed. This was the start of a very, very fruitful relationship, working relationship. And it shows that you can actually build trust very fast. Will it always work that way? Probably not. But if you know the three most important components of trust, then this will help quite a lot. And in today's episode and the next episodes, I will focus a little bit more on trust. So in the Friday episodes of our shorter ones, I will focus a little bit more on how you can build trust and what are the three big components. These are the three main parts of building competence. And these are competence, character, and care. So three C's, very easy to remember. Competence, character, and care. Now, the one important thing about it is not what you think about these three things. It's about what the other person thinks about these three things. So whether the other person feels that you care for them, whether the other person thinks that you have character, whether the other person have trust in your competence for the given task, of course. Well, nobody should trust me to fix their car or, you know, to deal with whatsoever. Yeah, I'm a statistician, I'm a leadership trainer. You shouldn't trust me with programming. I'm a really, really poor programmer. So, of course, competence plays a first critical role. Perceived competence plays a critical role. So how is the other side understanding competence, that you are competent? Now, there's a couple of different things. The first is, of course, your education. Whether you have a degree in statistics and biostatistics, your work experience, how many years you are working in that area, these kind of things. The second is, of course, any other academic credentials, like you have published in that, these kind of things. Your whole department and how your department is perceived as competent will play a major role. So you can think of it like the competence of your department is basically the prior information that the other person already has about competence. And so the better the competence of your department is seen, the better. Because then you directly start from a better prior. And only when the person gets more information about you, the posterior will basically change. Now, there's a couple of things you can do when you start in a discussion, when you first time meet someone. You can talk about your experiences, your track record, what you have achieved, and also what others say about you. So trust and competence, if it comes from you directly, is one thing, but if it comes from someone else, it is a completely different thing. If you can say, well, I had a very, very successful working relationship with a colleague that the other person also likes and trusts, and that colleague speaks highly about you, about me, then that will boost trust like nothing else. Well, the only other thing that actually builds trust is, you know, trust him more if you go through hard times together and you really help and it's from personal experience. But of course, you can't have that when you meet the first time. So in marketing terms, this is called testimonials. Yeah, when others talk about you, be sure you have these kind of testimonials, these kind of stories that you can bring so the other person trusts your competence. You can also increase competence by training, by explanations, by these kind of things. Because if the other person understands what you're saying, understands that you can make statistics easy for them, all these kind of different things, that will also help to build trust with the other person in terms of your competence. So to sum it up here, it is really important that you build trust really fast. And trust is built based on the perceived care that the other person thinks you do for them, your character, and the competence. And in the next episode, I will talk a little bit more about the care side and how you can improve that.